This is so obvious to every man that he simply never reflects on the actual process. Therefore he does not become at all conscious of the strict and great law resting in it. And yet here he faces the answer to a riddle which need be no riddle to him. Now the same law which you are able to observe here takes effect with equal certainty and force also in the most delicate things, which you are only able to discern through magnifying glasses, and going still further in the ethereal part of the whole creation, which is by far the larger part. It lies immutably in every happening, also in the most delicate development of your thoughts, which also still have a certain element of material substance. How could you imagine that it should be different, just where you would like to have it so? Your doubts are in reality nothing more than the expression of your inner wishes. In all existence, visible and invisible to you, it is no different. But each kind produces its own kind, no matter what the substance. Just as continual are the growing and developing, the bearing of fruit and reproducing of the same kind. This process runs uniformly through everything. It makes no distinctions, leaves no gap. It does not stop at some other part of creation, but carries the effects through like an unbreakable thread, without interruption or cessation. Even though the greater part of mankind, in their limitation and conceit, have isolated themselves from the universe, the divine or natural laws have not ceased on that account to regard them as belonging to it, and to go on working without change, calmly and evenly. But the law of reciprocal action also stipulates that whatever a man sows, thus where he causes an effect or consequence, he must also reap. Only at the beginning of every matter is man free to resolve, free to decide where the omnipotent power flowing through him is to be guided, in what direction. He must then bear the consequences arising from the power that was set in motion in the direction willed by him. In spite of this, many persist in asserting that even so man has no free will if he is subject to fate.